Let's look this morning now. Let's begin at Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. We've been studying this theme of walking a lot this year and learning how to walk. And earlier in the year, I preached a message really about, I think it was in the month of March, maybe first Sunday of March, somewhere along in there, I preached a message about walking with God and how to walk with God. And then a couple weeks later after that, we had a guest speaker that preached about walking with God and so on and gave a great message. And I studied things still this year with this theme. The Lord laid some other things on my heart, and I want to preach to you this morning about walking with God, but not so much from the perspective, I'm not going to give you a lot of instructions about how to walk with God and, you know, maybe what you should do and what could be your routine maybe in the morning and how to go about spending time in prayer, spending time in the Bible. But I want to give you some good reasons this morning why you should walk with God. You know, why should we walk with God? And I pray that it can help us this morning and stir us up. If our walk with God is not quite what we would want it to be or what we know God would want it to be, that we'd be stirred up to develop a better walk with God, a better relationship with the Lord. And if we would be honest with ourselves and with God and say, I've not been walking with God like I should. And I don't spend much time in prayer. I don't spend much time in the Bible. Maybe I don't spend any time in the Bible. Listen, some reasons why we should walk with God. Why we should walk with God. It is so, so very important. And I want to help us. I want to encourage us. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would take your word and use it to stir our hearts and to challenge us and to convict us, Lord. May our relationship with you be all that you want it to be, Lord. It's for your benefit. We know it pleases you and so on. But Lord, it's also so much for our benefit. We will miss out on so much if we don't have the relationship with you that we ought to. And the truth is, our Christian life will be pretty, it'll lack so much. It'll lack a lot of joy. It'll lack a lot of purpose or meaning sometimes if we're not walking with you like we should. We'll lack strength. We'll lack the help that we need, the wisdom that we need at times. And Father, teach us to walk with you, to have a close relationship with you like you desire. Please help us, I pray. May we be different. May we be determined that this afternoon, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, there'll be some different things that begin to take place in our relationship with you. And we'll do some things that maybe we've not done, not been doing like we should, maybe not like we used to, maybe not like we know we ought to. Help us, please, I pray. Convict us through your word, I pray, in your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Why should we walk with God? First thing we see this morning is right here in the book of Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. And I don't have numbers on my pages of notes, but this is number 1, if you will. Why should we walk with God? Number 1, because God expects it. Because God expects it. That's a good reason. Because God expects it. Here the Bible says this in Micah chapter number 6 and verse number 8, a familiar verse to some of you that have been in church for a long time. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee. So this is something that's going to be good, good to do, but this is something that the Lord requires of thee, it says, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Why should we walk with God? Well, it's good for us. It's good for God. He wants us to. But God expects it. God expects us to have that relationship with Him, of walking with Him. I want you to turn back with me to the book of Revelation, chapter number 4 and verse number 11. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. I'm going to give you several reasons this morning why we should walk with God. And that was number 1. And if they're all that quick, boy, you'll be home for lunch soon. Number 1, why should we walk with God? Because God simply expects it. He expects us to walk with Him. The second reason I want to give you this morning is because it pleases God. It pleases God. Not just that, you know, God expects it, it's something we ought to do, but it's very pleasing to Him. It's something that God will delight in if we are walking with Him and having that relationship with Him that we want. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11 says this, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." God created all things. That includes who? Includes you and me. We were created. But what were we created for? We were created for God's pleasure. Sometimes people think, well, life is all about, you know, pleasing myself. I want to live to have the most pleasure I possibly can. I want to live life to do whatever's most pleasing to me. That's not why God made us. God didn't make us for our own pleasure. God created us for His pleasure. He wants our lives to be pleasing to Him. Now think about it. Go back to the Garden of Eden with me. Look at Genesis chapter 3. When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, He talked with them and fellowshiped with them in the Garden of Eden. He could walk with them in the midst of the garden, talk with them and fellowship with them. But something happened, didn't it? Something happened that greatly hindered that walk with God, that relationship with God. You know what that thing was? Sin. It was sin. Sin will always hinder a person's walk with God. Genesis chapter 3 there and verse number 8. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 8. "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the midst in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Because of their sin, what did they do? They hid from the presence of God. It wasn't something they were unaccustomed to. I think before that, God had walked in the midst of the garden and fellowshiped with them and talked with them. It's something they had done before. But now, because of sin, what did they do? They didn't want to be in His presence. They hid from His presence. Adam and Eve's tendency was to hide from God because of their sin. You know what? We have that same tendency. Sin in our hearts and lives will cause us to not want to walk with God. It will. It'll cause us to not want to spend time in the presence of the Lord. Look with me over at Psalm chapter 51, if you would. Psalm chapter 51. Sin will just, it'll make us not want to get close to God. Sin in our hearts, sin in our lives will make us just want to hide from the presence of God, not want to be in the presence of God, because we know there will be an overwhelming guilt inside that, well, I don't want to be close to God. I don't want to spend time with God. That's why it's so important that sin always be dealt with in our life, because if we don't deal with sin, we're not going to want to have the relationship with God. We're not going to want to be close to God like He wants us to be each and every day. We won't feel very much like coming into the presence of God. I mean, entering into the throne room, entering into your prayer closet, and spending a lot of time in prayer with God when the Spirit of God is, you know, smoting us in our spirit and smoting our conscience because of sin that's in our heart or sin that's in our life. We need to deal with it. We need to deal with sin because that will hinder that walk with God, that relationship with God. Psalm 51 and verse 1. Says this, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." Down in verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me." Listen, sin in our lives will always just hinder that walk with God. It'll hinder that relationship with God from being what it ought to be. Over in 1 John 1, verse 6, it says that if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, we always need to make sure we're dealing with sin. We're confessing our sin to God, forsaking our sin, asking God to forgive us of our sin, blot out our transgressions, take it away. Why? Because we want the fellowship with God to be what it ought to be. I know it's true in my own life. If I've sinned, if I've done wrong, you don't really feel like reading your Bible. You don't feel like spending time in prayer. You just need to go to God first and confess your sin and forsake your sin. And it can make a prayer time so much sweeter. It can make spending time in the Word of God so much more enjoyable. Otherwise, it's just Spirit of God smoting us. Like Adam and Eve, we may want to hide from the presence of God. We won't really want to spend time with God because of sin there. That sin can keep us then from doing what pleases God. God created us for His pleasure, and in His pleasure, we're to walk with Him. We're to fellowship with Him. He made us to do that with Him. Adam and Eve could walk with God and fellowship with Him in the Garden of Eden, but sin hindered that. Why should we walk with God? Number one, because God expects it. Number two, because it pleases God. Number three, because God gave us some good examples to follow. God gave us some good examples to follow. Look back to Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis chapter 5. And we'll read there in just a moment. Let me read to you one verse in the New Testament first. Let me read to you this one verse. In Philippians chapter number 3 and verse 17. The Bible says this: "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so ye have us for an ensample." For an example, Paul wrote that verse, and he is certainly one who was a good example. We'll talk a little bit more about the Apostle Paul a little bit later in the message. But you know what? Paul was somebody who was a good example to others. And we've got a lot of other good examples. You know what? We can look to those that walked with God, that had a relationship with God, and say, what an example they are to us. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 22. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22. "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years." After he begat Methuselah, he walked with God for 300 years. You know what? Having a baby made him realize, I better walk with God. Being a daddy made him realize, I better walk with God. Having a child that he had to train up for God and to live for God made him realize, I better walk with God. I better spend time with God. And he did. He walked with God. Not just for a few months. Few weeks, we hear a message, I'll walk with God this week, and then we kind of fizzle out. He walked with God for 300 years. He never stopped walking with God in all that 300 years. What a great testimony. It says in verse 24, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Enoch was one of those, just a couple in the Bible that was translated, went to heaven without tasting death. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9. Genesis 6, 9. "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God." Noah walked with God. Noah lived in a time when the world was as perverse and crooked and wicked as it is today. Noah lived in a time where the world was so bad, the earth so bad, the imaginations of man's heart so evil and so wicked that God said, "I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to destroy the world that I created." And Noah and his family were the only ones that got spared from the flood. He preached to try to warn others, but God destroyed them all. Listen, if Noah needed to walk with God in a time that was wicked, in a time where people were just, their hearts were away from God and turned away from God, we need to walk with God today. We are living in the times of Noah again. We're living in those days where the world is so wicked and hearts are so much turned away from God and the imaginations of mankind are so much on a bent towards things that are sinful. We need to walk with God. How are we going to be the people of God that we need to be if we don't walk with God today in our time, in this generation, our homes, in our lives? We have a good example there of needing to walk with God. We see that in the life of Noah. Look over to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. And verse number 1, here we have another great example that we see in the Bible of someone who walked with God, and that's Abraham. Abraham in Genesis 17 and verse 1, it says, "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. God talked with him. There's somebody that God said, Abram, I want you to walk before me. God talked to him. He talked to God. Notice what it says in Genesis 18 in verse 1. Genesis 18, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. The Lord made an actual physical appearance. It says, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Down in verse 22, Genesis 18, 22. The men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham spent time with God. Abraham walked with God. Abraham knew what it was like to be in the presence of God, to pray, to talk to the Lord. Verse 33 says, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. They communed with one another. They talked to one another. They spent time together. They had that prayer closet, if you will. They had time where they communed and talked and fellowship with one another. He communed with God. He fellowshiped with God. He if we would read the whole story, he interceded to God in prayer on behalf of Lot and so on and Sodom. The Bible even calls him a friend of God. What a statement. A friend of God. What a good example we have to follow. Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. Moses was somebody who met with God and spent time with God. Why should we walk with God this morning? I've given you three reasons so far this morning. Number one, we should walk with God because simply God expects it. God expects us to walk with Him. The Bible tells us, these things doth the Lord require of thee. Micah 6:8. Revelation 4:11, we talked about the fact that we should walk with God because it pleases God. We were created for His pleasure. We should walk with God because it pleases Him. It is pleasing to Him. Number three, why should we walk with God? Because God gave us some good examples to follow. Enoch walking with God, a daddy who knew he needed to spend time with God. Noah, a man living in a wicked generation, a wicked world, needing to spend time with God, needing to walk with God. Why should we walk with God? Number four, because it'll bring you great joy. It'll bring you great joy. You. Now does it please the Lord? Yes. Will it bring joy to the Lord? Yes. God loves it when His creation will take time out of our busy lives. You know, we're pretty busy people. And we'll take time to spend with our Creator, our God. You know, He's pretty busy too. He's got hundreds of thousands of Christians that are kind of needing to spend time with Him, but He takes time for every one of them. He's an almighty God. He's omniscient. He can be everywhere at all times. But you know what? Every one of them is important to Him. And God's probably pretty busy too, but He makes time to fit us in His schedule where He's watching over us and He's looking out for us and He cares about us. I'm glad He's not too busy for us. Why should we walk with God? Because it'll bring you great joy. Psalm chapter 16 and verse number 11. Psalm chapter 16 and verse number 11. It'll bring you great joy. Psalm chapter 16 and verse number 11 says this, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds pretty good to me. There's fullness of joy in the presence of God. There's pleasure there in the presence of God. Sometimes you think, well, no, that won't bring me much pleasure. Hey, you spend time with God. You spend time with prayer and it can become sweet to you to learn to spend time with the Lord and to walk with God. It'll bring you great joy. It'll bring you great joy to spend time in the presence of God and get to know Him and get to fellowship with Him like you never have before. Let me give you another reason. I think it's number five. Why should we walk with God? Because it can make you glad when troubles or worries have made you sad. Why should we walk with God? Because it can make you glad when troubles or worries have made you sad. Let's look at a biblical example of this. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 13. Boy, one of the greatest cures, you going through a struggle in your life, you got things that are causing you to sorrow, you got things that are making life difficult, boy, spend time with God. In His presence, there's joy. In His presence, there's joy. You spend time with the Lord Jesus. You spend much time in prayer and spend much time in the Word of God. And it can help to make you glad when some troubles, some worries have made you sad. In Luke chapter 24, beginning there in verse number 13, it says this, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus." It's talking about two of the disciples of Christ. It says, "which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things that had happened." Christ had been crucified. Christ had been put in a tomb, buried. I mean, their master, their teacher, he was dead. And then 3 days later, the tomb then was empty. Stone was gone, and now they're concerned, what's happened to him? What's happened to Jesus Christ? And they're all worried. They're all upset. Seems kind of silly, doesn't it? But that's how they were. Their hearts were grieving. They were worried about things. It says in verse 15, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." He'd risen from the dead, hadn't he? Says verse 16, "But their eyes were holden that they should not know him." They didn't recognize him. Verse 17, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but they saw him not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe." Sometimes that's just our problem. "Slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all through the books of the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight." Why should we walk with God? Because it can make you glad when troubles and worries have made you sad. The disciples were worried to death. They were sad because the body of Christ was gone from the tomb. Don't we often worry about things that we shouldn't worry about? Here's the disciples of Christ. They're worried. The body's gone. Where's the body? Well, he resurrected from the dead just like he told them he was going to do. They were worried about something they didn't need to be worried with. Hey, spending time with God will help to keep you in check and keep your spirit right and keep your heart right and keep your mind right and keep your thinking right. It'll give you understanding of things that maybe you won't understand it because otherwise. Listen, walking with God can make you glad when worries and things can make you sad. How important is it we walk with God? We walk with God. Let me give you another reason there. This is, what, number six, something like that? Six, seven, I don't know. Why should we walk with God? Because it can put a fire in a heart that was cold. It can put a fire in a heart that was cold. Do you maybe ever feel sometimes that maybe my heart's growing a little bit cold towards the things of the Lord? Maybe my love for God is not quite what it ought to be. Maybe my love for God has grown a little bit cold. That can happen to any one of us. Look what it said there in the next verse, Luke 24:32. "And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures? Let me tell you something. You spend time with God every day. You get up every morning. You spend time in prayer. You spend time reading your Bible. You spend time meditating on the Scriptures and thinking about that. That'll help to keep your heart warm. That'll help to put a fire in your heart. Whereas the world is trying to do everything it can to douse the fire. The world wants our fire. The world wants our heart to grow cold towards the things of the Lord. But you spend time with God every day, it'll help to keep your heart warm. It'll help to put a fire there in a heart that's grown cold. Why should we walk with God? Number one, because God expects it. Why should we walk with God? Number two, because it pleases God. We were created for His pleasure. He designed us and made us that you can have a relationship with Him that nobody else can. You're a unique creation of God, and He wants that fellowship with you. Why should we walk with God? Because He expects it, because it pleases Him. Number three, because God gave us some great examples to follow those who walked with God. Number four, because it will bring you great joy. There's a lot of joy in the presence of God. There's a lot of joy in spending time with Jesus Christ. Number five, I think, why should we walk with God? Because it can make you glad when troubles and worries and things can make you sad. Why should we walk with God? Because it can put a fire in a heart that was cold. Why should we walk with God? Number next. Because you'll get to know Him better and you'll become more like Him. Why should we walk with God? Because you'll get to know Him better and you'll become more like Him. Turn with me over to the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Don't you want to become more like Jesus Christ? In John chapter 3 and verse 30, it says, He must increase and I must decrease. I want my life to be more like Him and less like me. I need more of Him and less of myself. You'll become more like Him. You'll get to know Him better if you'll spend time with Him. People will notice something different about you if you will spend time with God. You'll become more like Him. In Acts chapter 4 and verse number 13, the Bible says this about some of His disciples. It says, Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. These weren't men that they shouldn't be the, you know, real smart men. I mean, these weren't some of the most educated men. These were fishermen, and we knew what they were. But now, why are they so different in the way they talk and the things they can talk about? That doesn't just happen. That happens because they spend time with Jesus. And people will notice if you spend time with Jesus. People will notice if you spend time in the Word of God, if you spend time in prayer. There will just be things different about you. Your life will be different. Your spirit will be different. Your attitude will be different. Maybe some of the things you would choose to talk about will be different. Why? Because you've spent time with Jesus. You'll get to know the Lord better and you'll become more like Him if you'll spend time with Him. It's so true. The more time you spend with someone, the more you become like them. You know what? The more time I've spent with my wife, the more I've become like her. The more time my wife has spent with me, sadly, the more she's become like me. And I regret that. Let me tell you something. The more time you'll spend with Jesus, the more you'll become like Him. It is indisputable. It is like that. You people you spend time with, you become like. You spend time with God, you'll become more like God. You spend more time with Jesus Christ. You spend more time in the Word of God. You spend more time in prayer. You spend more time in His presence. You will become more like Him. You'll get to know Him so much better. Some of you would know. You've had friends. You've known people in your life that just things changed so radically in their life when they became a Christian. It's because they got to know God. It's because they began to spend a lot of time in the Bible and the Word of God. They got to know Him better than they'd ever known Him before in their life. And that's why things changed. It was obvious. They had been with Jesus. Well, that ought to be true of all of us if we're His disciples. We'll spend time with the Lord. We'll spend time in prayer. We'll spend time in the Word of God. Because we ought to want to know Him better. We ought to want to become more like Him. You know what? One of the greatest desires of the Apostle Paul's life was to get to know God. His object, His desire was this in Philippians 3:10. He said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That was his desire. The more you want to know him, the more likely it is that the Holy Spirit will bring about things in your life to conform you to the likeness and image of Jesus Christ. That's what happened in Paul's life. His great desire was to know him. To know him and to know his power. God brought about a lot of things in Paul's life that helped to make him more like him. Get to know him better. Get to know that power of the resurrection, which came after some suffering and some trials and being hung on a cross, crucified, buried in a tomb. You know what? Sometimes in that desire to get to know him, it may mean that we become a partaker of some suffering. Sometimes it'll be that you go through some suffering, some trials, some difficulties that'll help to get you to know God better than you've ever known him before. It may be that you become a partaker in some suffering and you go through trials and you face difficulties in your life, but that's what helps you to get to know God better than you ever have before. That's what helps God uses it and the Spirit of God uses it to make you more like Jesus Christ than you've ever been before in your life. Notice what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 7. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 7. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 10 says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." How badly do you want to get to know God? How badly do you want to get to know God? How much do you really want to become like Christ? Enough that you'd be willing to go through some trials or suffering in order to know him better? There's a pastor I know, we had many years ago, I was at his church in Washington, Washington State. His name is Kirby Campbell. And we were there many, many years ago. 20 years ago or something like that, I was at his church. But I sometimes heard some things about his story, his life, and maybe going back 7-8 years ago, he went through some incredible physical suffering and still has, really. Something happened where a medical procedure went wrong, and as a result of that, he was stricken with crippling type disease that has affected him so much, and caused great physical suffering. He was out of the pulpit for years. I don't think he's really been able to ever go back to really being a full-time pastor. He's relocated now, and his life is constantly in physical suffering and pain. But yet he's still preaching. He's with another man, a good church, and helping there and doing what he can. But his testimony as he went through this physical suffering and so on, his own testimony is that he's gotten closer to God than ever before. He's known God's power and God's grace in his life more than ever before. It's something that the Spirit of God used and has used it to mold his life and purify his life to make him more like Jesus Christ than ever before. Oh, we think, I wouldn't want to have to go through that. Well, maybe not that exactly. But you know what? You might go through something that God wants to use to help make you more like Christ. It may be that you have to walk through some suffering. You may have to experience some of Christ's suffering, be a partaker in that, so that you can know his power. It might be that you have to walk through some of the things that he walked through so that you can get to know Christ and get to know God better than ever before. Do you desire to know him? Do you want to walk with him? Do you want to become like him? Hey, why should we walk with God? Because walking with God, spending time in his presence, spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word of God can help you to get to know God better than ever before. It can help you to become more like Christ than ever before. Why should we walk with God? Let me give you one last reason. Why should we walk with God? Because you believe God has something else to offer you that no one else has. Think about that. Why should you and I walk with God? Because we believe that God has something to offer you that no one else has. And He does. He does. You know what? God has something to offer you that no man or woman has to offer you. God has something to offer you that no job can give you. God has something to offer you that no amount of money can give you. Sometimes people think, well, if I had this money or this house or this wife or this husband or these kids and this boy in my life. No, God has something to give you. God has something to offer you that nobody else can. You know, if I just had the perfect wife or the perfect husband that just understood me perfectly and knew how to communicate with me and just understood it. Boy, listen, there's no man that's going to understand a wife. But you know, God understands you perfectly. God created you. God made you. You're never going to find the perfect man or the perfect wife that will understand each other perfectly because we're human and so on. But you know what? When you talk to God and when you share with God your troubles, you share with God your heart and you walk with God and you spend time with God and you spend time in His presence, there will be somebody who understands you and knows you and loves you and accepts you and forgives you, cares about you. He has some things to offer you that no one else has. He has life to offer you, an everlasting life and a purpose in life and things that nothing else can give. Look what it says in John chapter 6. The Gospel of John chapter 6 and verse number 66. John 6 and verse 66. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. People that are followers of Christ. Oh, we're following Him. They made a decision. We're turning back. We're not going to walk with Him anymore. They turned back. They went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." He was the living Word. He was the living Word of God. Let me ask you something. To whom shall we go? If we don't go to Christ, who are we going to go to? Who are we going to go to? I very sadly know a woman, some people that I was friends with as a young person. I know a lady who I'd known and grew up with her kids, and we went to church together and we went to school together for a time. But eventually she pulled her kids out of the Christian school and this and that. And her husband was never saved through any of this. But she lived for the Lord and tried to rear her kids to live for the Lord. And today, I'm pretty sure two of her kids, I know are in church today and trying to live for God and so on. One son probably went the wrong way because of his mom's decision, but a mom who loved the Lord one day decided, "I'm going to walk no more with Him." Out of the blue, "I'm leaving everything. I'm forsaking everything. All that I taught my kids," and went back to the Catholic Church and became a very practicing Catholic woman and so on. And so sad to see when her husband died, this Catholic mass funeral thing and so on. Let me tell you something. You can decide, I'm not going to walk with Him. I'm not going to follow the Lord. You whether you openly forsake Christ and go to Buddha or go to some Hindu religion, or you turn to Islam, a lot of people are turning to Islam, aren't they? A lot of people. Even people that grew up in different types of religions or whatever, whether it's Christianity or not, there's a lot of people forsaking this and we're going to follow after that. Hey, who can we go to like Christ? Who can we go to? There's no one like our God. There's no one like Jesus Christ. There's no religion that has the living Savior like we have. There's no book so great as the Bible. No book so great. These are the words of life. It's a living book, a powerful book. Who else better do we have to go to than to go to God? Who else better do we have to go to than to the Lord Jesus Christ? What a God we have. What a Savior we have. Why would we neglect Him? Why would we fail to spend time with Him? There's no other people, no other religion that has a God so great as our God. There's no one else that has a Savior like the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other book that's so good as the Bible. Why should we walk with God? Because we believe in our hearts that there's no one else, there's nothing else in the world that can offer us, that can give us, that can do for us what Jesus Christ can do for us. We should walk with God. We need to walk with God and spend time with God each and every day. Why should we walk with God? Because He expects it. What doth the Lord require of thee but to walk humbly with thy God? Why should we walk with God? Because it pleases Him. It pleased Him. We were created for that reason, for His pleasure. Why should we walk with God? Because He gave us some great examples to follow. Noah, Moses, Enoch, Abraham, and many others we could look to who walked with God. And it was so needed that they walked with God. Why should we walk with God? Because it will bring you great joy. There is great pleasure and fullness of joy in the presence of God. Why should we walk with God? Because it can make you glad when troubles and worries make you sad. Why do we worry about things when we could go to God? We could spend time with God. We could spend time in His Word. Why should we walk with God? Because it can put a fire in a heart that's been cold. Why should we walk with God? Because you'll get to know Him better and you'll become more like Him. Why should you walk with God? Because you believe that God has something else to offer you that no one else has. Walking with God is not easy, or else everyone would be doing it. It's not easy, or else everyone would be... You know, it takes character, doesn't it, to... Well, I'm going to get up a half hour earlier and spend time with God. I'm going to get up an hour earlier and spend time with God. I mean, before the kids, you know, get all busy and they need my attention. And before this and then before work, before school, before this, before that. I become so busy and so rushed. We've got to make time, make it a priority. Find time, morning, night, spend time with God, walk with God. Walking with God is not easy, or else everyone would be doing it. Walking with God takes character and conviction. It takes character and unstoppable determination. I'm going to walk with God. Okay, I missed it Tuesday. Okay, start on Wednesday and Thursday and walk with God again. Walk with God. Spend time with God. It takes that conviction, again, that belief that God has what is best for me. Walking with God. We need to commune with God in prayer and in His Word because we long to know Him, because we long to be with Him. Not just because, okay, God, I'm going to come to You and I need this, but just because, God, I want to be with You. I want to spend time with You. Let's spend time in prayer every day. Spend time in the Word of God every day. Walk with God. Develop that relationship and that communion and that fellowship with Him. He can do something for you that nobody else can. Nobody else can. I love my wife dearly, and she's a good lady and a good encouragement to me and a great help and a great friend. But you know what? There are times where God can do things for me that nobody else can do. He can speak to my heart and He can encourage my heart and He can help me in life and He can give me wisdom and He can give me counsel. He can do things that nobody else can. Will you walk with God? Will you spend time with God? Let's pray together, Tricia, if you'll help me, please. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word. I pray that Your words and Your Spirit of God would convict us now and challenge us and change us. Lord, let our walk with God, let our relationship with You be what You want it to be. Maybe our heart's grown cold and we need the fire back in our heart. Father, nothing else can do that except spending time with You. I don't know what else can do that. We've got to spend time with You, Lord. We've got to spend time in prayer and spend time in the Word of God. The cure for a heart that's maybe grown a little bit cold is spend time with God and get the fire back in your heart and the fire back in your life to live for God, to love the Lord. Many reasons we've talked about why we ought to walk with God. Let's determine this morning to do something about it.